Lead me to Guy and Isabel.
At once.
You say that a lot, don't you?
I know, I'm submissive.
My life these days tends to be much more akin to your staple science fiction movie. They never were my favourites, though, to be honest. Too many nerds followed them obsessively. See, that's for all you Doctor Who nerds out there, you freaks!
Okay, can we do it without the ad-lib?
Not as bad as the Star Trek, though, I might add, so I don't get beaten up by the nerds who have never been to a gym in their life and all could probably squish like that.
She was my salvation, my TARDIS. And now she's nothing but a husk.
Yeah, you bloody killed me, too. Again!
That was no great loss. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, pies are done.
Ding!
That's a bloody pork pies that we talked about in uni for like, what, 3 years, I think it was, with that running gag. Remember the pork pies?
I'm forgetting the pork pie. You
shut up about the pie.
Hello, guys.
Which all in all sounds like trouble.
Oh, it's far worse than that.
How so?
It always is, guy. You should know that by now.
What that's how dramatic tension happens.
Oh, that's that page
not
there.
Not sexual tension.
Now we'll do this page.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm just fucking around. I'm rather afraid.
G'day, Elmer.
I'm rather afraid.
Waskily wabbit.
Just be very, very quiet. It's a recording session.
Don't do that again.
It's not fair.
Okay.
I am the train. We got a lot of those today.
Yeah, today? What's the deal with trains on a Saturday? Sunday.
What's the deal with a Sunday on a Saturday?
You'll have to do better than that to get me.
It worked well enough on your companions.
Yeah, that's because they're superficial shits. Yours is a paltry dream that'll fail in the end.
No, Morfett will be ours forever.
Are these the buggers that Barbara saw in the little jars? Is that like their direct descendants?
Yeah.
You are going to fail, you motherfucker, because you're going to look like a cheating BBC prop in 150 years.
You're a little brain in a... You're an oversized snail in a jar, basically.
Humans aren't made to be ruled by machines. Haven't you seen The Terminator? Machines can make laws, but they can't preserve justice. They can only blow them up.
Oh, that's enough from you, Doctor. I've had a sick... Put down that damn Pepsi and let me have my opinion.
And let me have my appendix.
And let me have my mayonnaise. Then tell me this. Who designed it? Can I speak with the machine's designer?
The designer lived far away and long ago, 6,000 years past, in the icy wastelands at the northern pole of Marinus, when first this spear was colonized.
Spear? Spear? What the fuck?
Let's be frank, Doctor. We've come to shaft you.
Last time I was shafted, I rather enjoyed it.
Don't you shake your spear at me, Christopher Marlowe.
Spear me, X. Spear me, Y. Spear me.
Sorry, did I say Christopher Marlowe? I meant Christopher Eccleston.
I like dragons. Then why is it still only in the testing stages? I mean, you're slower than the Zindi from Star Trek Enterprise.
Because... I resent that.
As I thought, you're already under a form of deep hypnosis, which makes you very easy to control, but not to say the line.
Mm.
We were captured by the Masters of Morfat. The city functions through the use of mind control over its citizens, and we got caught up amongst its infernal machinations.
Interesting.
Dude, you're the Doctor, you're Mr. Plot.
I know!
We might as well call the show Dr. Plot.
Can we?
No.
Dr. Plop. That's a beer out of Men Behaving Badly.
Dr. Plot, we can make it a cop show.
Dixon of Doctor... Well, he's got a police box.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, people.
It's your line.
I know, I just meant for you all to shut up. Okay, just shut up!
Okay.
Shut up!
Oh, that's broke.
That time.
That's not the only thing that's going to fucking break if you don't say you're lying.
I'm a real man now.
And straight through scene 18 where Isabel's only line.
Oh, we're not in the ice cap. Oh my god.
Is the definitely screen that certain recording managers would like us to do elsewhere.
Well, we're going to do him anyway, and if he doesn't like it.
Where am I screaming? Isabel screams.
After 381, you scream as you fall down a ledge.
Ah, my leg! You really want me to do the whole thing?
Okay, here we go. No, here we go. Ready?
What keeps making that sound?
What keeps doing that? I'm serious, that's the noise of the materialization.
It is, yeah.
That's all they did on a microphone. I just went for each person who materialized, and they did it one at a time.
Where on earth?
Ice caves. We must be very careful not to. Isabel, look out! Oh, so that was your line.
Oh! Fuck!
Can I second that and raise it? I think I'm deaf.
What? I can't hear you!
I don't think we need a second take on that.
I hear that from out there. You wonder why I'm worried about it?
Yes. Nobody's dead! Nobody's dead. Mister.
I wonder why he's worried about it. It's called acting.
Yeah. There's no law that says you can't act in a bedroom.
A lot of good people make a living that way.
Sharon's done it before in this bedroom. Acted.
That's what we called it.
First and foremost, you must perfect the genetic sequencing. Sorry.
Ooh, I had to tell Darren that's what we're calling it, man.
What?
The genetic sequencing.
Okay.
Quiet, please, out there. Quiet, please, out there. Quiet, please, out there. Thank you.
Say it again.
Quiet, please, out there.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, this is the spot, Doctor. I'm sure of it.
The evidence supports your deduction, guy. Oh my God, I am fucking Sherlock Holmes. Okay. The evidence supports...
The evidence supports your breasts, guy.
Down, Dumb Dog. Okay. But even so, her injuries would be too great for her to be able to travel very far.
Then where is she?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Somewhere over the snowdrift.
Okay. What do you see down that tunnel?
Footprints.
And drag marks.
Someone came here and dragged Isabel away?
No, someone was in an EF Holden and was dragging. No.
So, Doctor, what do you think of Isabel? You know, first impressions and all that.
So far, she strikes me as an intelligent and capable woman, even if she can't read a script properly.
A valued asset to the team?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Oh, come on, Doctor. I know how this works. You're trying her out, aren't you? Oh, he's trying her
out. I knew of all people who read that line, it can't be the one to fart us around with it.
Okay.
I try on all my companions. Guy, there are certain facts you aren't aware of here. It's not like I'm shopping around for a new pet.
You don't like the sheep I bought you?
Man. He broke after the first penetration. So, what do you think of Isabel so far?
Let's just find her, yeah? We can discuss it.
Oh,
I don't remember eating that.
Who's that?
Neighbours.
Everybody needs the neighbours.
With a little script reading.
Oh, I'm just going to go home and away.
We just got one more line left to do. So just...
Listen, since I moved to Harvey Bay, living on Coronation Street.
Up in there.
You're East Ender?
Oh, Nick, on Monday I'm going to Brookside. Shopping centre.
Let's just find her, yeah? Okay? Let me just do the line.
No, East Street, that's
let's just find her, yeah? We can discuss her finer points once we're sure she's okay. I just did.
Just did what we talked
about.
Do it again.
Scene 22 and P. C22 and S.
Well, now, stranger.
Or did you want Isabel to stir and wake up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you don't mind.
What kind of noises do people make when they... Okay.
Oh, it's Tuesday already.
Yeah, fucking is the way we're doing this thing.
Okay.
It is the most recent with which...
Right. Doing so well and all.
Mmm.
Actually getting a scene without problems.
Without Matt.
Well, do you think there's a coincidence there?
Yeah, no Kane either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that we didn't share any scenes in this entire three-part.
Do you think that was accidental?
Yeah, geez, well written.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, it was.
Oh, come on, Doctor. Isabel could be dying while we hang around here.
Racing madly in all directions isn't going to help her, is it?
But what's taking so long?
I'm trying to do my fly-up.
For your intrusion, these guards will make swift your demise.
Swiftly will. Well,
excuse me.
I have it. The map of your mind. And I now see the flaw in my design.
So simple. So
so simple, so easy to fuck up.
Fair point. And I've got to agree. Terse isn't a word I'd use to describe you. Forthcoming, maybe.
It's important for plot development.
When do I do something?
You're choking him.
Oh, cool!
cut. She really likes you.
An intruder is present. My warriors. My. That's. Cut that. Wooden.
One, two, three.
Oh! Oh, why don't you. Oh, I stuffed that up already.
You knobhead.
You two would never get anywhere without me.
Well, we still have to find the plans for the.
Ask and you shall receive.
Well done!
Fine, she's a new companion.
Already she's more bloody useful than you, guy.
Yeah, you're great.
Okay.
Yeah, great.
Now, all we need to do is insert the key into the rebuilt Marinus machine and it'll nullify its powers of mind control.
What? Right now?
There's no time like the present.
And we're back into my period.
I'm not touching that one. Not touching that one. Not touching that one. Not going there. I'm not fucking going there.
Let the record state that Beethoven was the first to laugh the dirty little bastard.
And he hasn't stopped.
Right, I'm
good.
Guy, who was that wise man you mentioned?
Some hack director, Beethoven, I think.
Yes.
Is it actually you?
Yes, and I wrote some hack director as well,
yes,
thank you.
That's what I thought.
I thought you'd like that. Well, now I'd like them to pipe down in this table. Here's this guy.
You're at a 7, we need you at about a 1.
Touched
by Matt.
Lucky you.
Sorry. I couldn't help myself.